For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team back at home this weekend to take on the Mavericks from Minnesota State. Joined by senior alternate captain out of Grand Rapids, Alex Adams. A couple of goals last Saturday at St. Thomas. Alex, congratulations.
Thank you.
The first one, I don't know if you were getting a little bit of help down to the ice from their guy or a lot of help down to the ice from their guy, but you're going down to the ice and somehow the puck ends up in the back of the net. How'd that goal play out?
Started out with a good low play by Eric Martin down there. And yeah, I definitely had a little bit of help getting down to the ice there and just kind of threw it at the net and got a little puck luck, which was nice to get every now and then.
Every once in a while, those kind of goals can put guys onto a heck of a streak. Are you a streaky goal scorer like that, where once you get a couple, they come in bunches or not?
Yeah, I'd say looking at the, in the past of my career, it's definitely been a, quite a streaky hockey player, and hopefully that trend continues and I can continue contributing to the team.
You've been playing with a lot of different guys on your line this year. Is that hard? And how do you kind of play through that and make the most out of it?
I mean, at this level, everyone's a really good hockey player. Everyone can make hockey plays. Everyone can play hard day in, day out. So, I mean, doesn't really matter too much who's on your line. You're going to have a good line who can make plays, who can put points up on the board. It won't really matter a whole lot when it comes down to it.
Last weekend, you were with Kirkup and Eric Martin. Kirkup's another big body like you are. What does Eric's speed element bring to that line?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That Marty's a really fast player, and he plays fast in both ends of the rink, and definitely adds a lot when you got a couple big bodies on the other side. And especially on the breakouts and moving through the neutral zone, definitely helps out the line a lot.
I've always said the polls are just popularity contests and they don't mean a whole heck of a lot. But when you're looking at your schedule and you see a one in front of Minnesota State's name, what's going through your brain?
I mean, this early in the year, the polls really don't mean a whole lot. But it's definitely something to attest to how good of a team Minnesota State is, and definitely respect that out of them. They're obviously one of the top teams in the country, and we're just going to have to play the game the right way for a full 60 minutes this weekend.
They don't give up a lot defensively, and certainly Dryden McKay doesn't give up much in goal. Do you have to work harder to score against that team and against him?
Oh, for sure. I mean, like I said, this is one of the best teams in the country, and we're going to have to put a lot of pressure on their D-men. They're good. Very good defensively, very good goaltending. So we're going to have to work extra hard this weekend to get some chances and put some goals in the net.
You've played them a lot personally. You guys have had a lot of success against them too. When you're beating them, when you're playing well against them, what are you doing right?
Like I just said, we just got to play the game the right way. We got to play hard, get the pucks behind their D-men, and attack. Just got to attack as much as I can.
Best of luck.
Thank you.